The book of 2 Timothy, going to begin there. I want to read that passage, the passage from the second chapter. Then we want to turn to 1 Thessalonians. 2 Timothy 2, we're going to be in reading at verse 19. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19 to the end of the chapter. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. 1 Thessalonians 4, the first 8 verses. Actually, I'm going to read the last 2 verses, the last 3 verses of chapter 3. As well. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we give you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. Let no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not men, but God, who hath given unto us his Holy Spirit. Let's just pray once more before we begin. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the clarity of your word. And Father, we recognize that we live in a world that is deplorably living in sin, seeking after their own lusts, living for the flesh. And our Father, we pray that as we live among men who seek you, who are not seeking after your way, Father, we pray, give us the strength, give us the courage, give us the wisdom that we need to keep our bodies sanctified, holy, and acceptable in your sight. We could walk in your ways, we could please you, and teach the oncoming generations to live the same. Guide us today as we look at your word further. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Today I'd like to approach a subject that has caused some heaviness on my own heart. Even in trying to get this together, I don't like to talk about negative things. But as I examined my history of preaching, I've detected that this is probably one subject that I rarely have just simply focused on as such. I've touched on it in some different times that I have